So the word of God is medicine. Let's go back where we were now. And the Proverbs. And four. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. What does that mean? I'm inclined to hear that. There's a lot of other stuff that's being said here. I'm inclined to believe that. What does incline mean? What'd you say, Jesus? What'd your word say? I don't want to hear that. I want to hear this. And I incline my ear to those things. And I incline my ear to those things until they're there all the time. But now here's a key to it also. Let them not depart from your eyes. Now, let's get into that this morning. What does that mean? Begin to see yourself with it. Begin the imagination of your mind. I see myself with this. I see myself driving that. I see myself living in that. I see myself well. I see myself up and going. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life. To those that find them in health, this cross-reference says medicine to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But the word has found a place in your heart.
Amen. That's good. Amen. That's good. That's good.
And you come to that place where anything anyone says, your spirit just automatically compares it to what the word says.
Amen. Amen.
And I hear people say things at times that and I used to just jump on everybody, but the Lord began and tell me that that's none of my business. So, but I hear things that I wouldn't say. But obviously, they don't know any difference. And there was a time when I didn't either. And I had the Lord said, two things I'll share with you. Stop using the devil and his operation to express yourself. That just scared me to death. It did not. You didn't die. That's a lie. Well, it thrilled me to death.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the Lord got on me over that. He said, stop that. Yep. What am I supposed to say? It thrilled me to life. The only reason it doesn't sound right is because nobody's saying it.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That's right.
The Lord said, what about just, I was thrilled.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And it came up on the inside of me. He said, do you not remember what I said about it? Let your word be yes and no. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He didn't say, let your word be yes and yes and yes and yes and yes and yes and no, 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 no. Yes. No. Thank you. Are you going? No, I'm afraid not.
Oh. Yep.
Sorry.
Here we go. Yep.
Sorry. You're sorry? Am I sorry? What does that mean? Am I just no good? Is that... Well, are you apologizing? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
If you need to apologize, apologize.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorrow not, for we're not a people without hope.
Yep.
And you check out the Greek, it's grieve not.
That's good. That's
good. So, and now all of this is healing.
Amen.
Yes. Yep.
Now then, I want to go over here. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with its new seasons will I bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible and awesome acts. I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain and fame of your great and abundant goodness, of your great and abundant goodness. Your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing about your righteous and justice. The Lord is gracious or disposed to show favors. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, your loving one shall bless you affectionately and gratefully shall your saints confess and praise you. They shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom, and talk of your power to make known the sons of men, the God-mighty deeds through the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those of his own who are falling and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, and expecting, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. He's not a tight-fisted God. He's open-handed. He is the healer. He is the prosperity of life. And he's here today. And he's healing today. See yourself with it. Not without it. See yourself. I'm just too far gone. Are you breathing? Isn't that wonderful? I love your smile. I saw you smile back over there a while ago, and it just reached out and grabbed me. What's your name?
Haley.
I'll tell you what. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. How did you know that? What's your name?
Vicky.
Now, there's a good looking man. I see that smile too. What's the matter with that?
I keep spraining it since I had rhabdomyolysis.
Not anymore, you don't.
That's right.
Jesus bore yours. It doesn't belong to you. Glory. He bore our sicknesses. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That we being dead to sin, says live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So it doesn't belong to you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I think somebody praise God. Somebody praise God. Yeah, it was right back in an area right over there. And we had finished up that morning, and started to leave, and the Lord pointed her out to me. And she had on dark glasses. And so I stopped, and she was in a chair, and I got down there in front of her, and I said, "May I do what Jesus did?" She said, "By all means." So I took her glasses. Well, I found out later it was her granddaughter. I didn't know who it was then. I handed those glasses, and I went and put it on her eyes and just held them there until the Lord gave me a release. And I took them away, and I looked her right in her eyes, and I said, "What do you see?" She said, "I see you." I mean, she was at EMIC the next morning, and she was seeing. She had double vision so bad that she was legally blind. And Pastor George asked her, said, "How old are you?" She said, "I'm 77 going to heaven." She said, "I'll soon be 78 going straight." And she said, "I pastor a church." And she said, it got so bad. She said, I couldn't get around. She said, "I couldn't see well enough to get around. That's the reason I was in this chair." But she said, "That's behind me now." Amen. Well, the same Jesus is in here right now. The same Jesus.
That's right.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I want to go to this. And with God's permission, we'll pray the prayer of faith. Let's turn over here to Galatians chapter 3. This little book of Galatians. Galatians and Ephesians and Colossians. Now, these are letters. So sit down and read the letter. And it was like I was talking to Bill Gaither. The Psalms are not different just because they're being written in this day and hour. So, because he lives, is a psalm. It's a hymn.
Yes.
It has verses. Yes. So you could say, because he lives, chapter 1, verse 1. That's what was going on back then. There's no different now. Amen. And that is being sung in languages all over the world. Amen.
Amen.
So that we, in our thinking, we need to compare these things in that comparison. Now, I'm not calling his songs scripture, but yes, I am. There's not anything in there unscriptural. Does he live? Is all fear gone? It is if you stand on it. Perfected love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. It's like all scripture, it's up to you. So, am I comparing Bill Gaither to David? Yes, I am. It's the same spirit that wrote Because He Lives that wrote the 23rd Psalm. Yes. Because all of those have melodies to them. We just don't know the tunes.
Yes. That's
right. They were sung. They are sung in synagogue today.
Yes.
And they have a cantor who is the song leader.
Yes.
The Psalms are sung in synagogues. And last night, we sang Psalms in this cathedral.
Yes.
This is important to our thinking. Now, don't you go off and say, tell somebody and add a bunch of stuff to that.
Amen.
Hear it for what it is.
Right.
You respect that holy music.
Yeah.
And that's the reason you don't respect that you know, oh, there was a song. It just embalmed with unbelief. Oh. And I would go to that church, and this guy would stand up and sing it. Spare me nothing that you bore for me on the cross if it'll make me closer to you. And just sing and bawl. Well, I took the platform, and he started it again. And I turned around, I said, shut up and go sit down. Oh, I said, shut your mouth. I said, there's not any gospel in that song. You're not qualified. Spare you nothing that he bore on the cross. You're not qualified. He bore it for you so you don't have to bear it. Yeah. Now, you just shut that song up. And the pastor told me, he said, I've told that fool over and over again not to sing that in my presence. He said, thank you for sitting him down. Amen. You might as well stood up there and said, sick, sorry, and sad, broke, this. Started traveling for Jesus, lost everything I had. Yeehaw. Third chapter, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Listen. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. The scripture was preaching unto Abraham. The scripture was preaching to him. That's the point I wanted you to get. The scripture is preaching to us. If it's not the scripture preaching to it, I don't mess with it. Now, there are certain books that I'll bring right in here. I'll bring that book about John G. Lake in the pulpit because we took his sermons, KCM took his sermons that someone gave us on mimeograph paper and made a book about his life and put his sermons in there. Those sermons, they're just as good today as they were back there then. Amen. There was a charlatan right here in the state of Texas that memorized Sturgeon sermons. He memorized Oral Roberts sermons. And he'd just get in there and preach and cry and praise God and just go on and on and on and receive offerings. And it. Well, they found him and caught him and put him in jail. Well, he got on his knees and got saved on what he'd been preaching. And somebody asked me, he said, you mean to tell me that those people accepted Jesus for real salvation? He didn't save them. I'm telling you, those Spurgeon sermons and Oral Roberts sermons, he'd preach a sermon, you know, a Spurgeon sermon to get people all excited and saved, and he'd preach an Oral Roberts sermon to get them healed. And it was working. So he came out of jail in the ministry for real. That's what I want you to see. Even though he wasn't real, the Word was. So, the Scripture preached, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. We might receive what the Spirit promised. I'm over into his blood now. These are exceeding precious blood-backed promises. And there's nobody in the book talked about the blood any more than this great apostle.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Read the book of Hebrews. Yes. The gospel is in the book of Hebrews. Yes.
Well, Brother Copeland, we are just not sure who the author is. Yes, we are.
Amen.
I mean, he talks about Timothy and... Amen.
Amen.
Read it carefully and absorb it. The book of Hebrews, if you took the Gospel of John, the book of Romans, and the book of Hebrews.
Amen.
But that isn't enough. So go to Genesis.
That's right. That's right.
Read it. Live it. Hallelujah. And here we are. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or add thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed, singular, seed where the promise is made. He saith, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. That puts us in there. It is singular to us because we are in Him and He is in us.
My name is Terry Durr and I'm from St. Joseph, Missouri. The doctor says I have arthritis in my knee, and it's almost bone to bone. I mean, really, really close. And my knee hurts so bad for that little bitty, teeny tiny arthritis in it. And I couldn't walk or anything, so they gave me Cymbalta for pain pill, you know, for the pain. And well, today I had my knee crossed. I was sitting on it. It did not hurt. And then we were praying, I felt, you know, you just feel something. And I thought, Lord, did my legs get healed? And so I started doing this. I couldn't do this. Well, I can walk up the stairs, down the stairs. I can sleep, because when I went to sleep, I barely moved my leg and I was up. Oh, my goodness. I did not know there was that much pain. Now I don't have it because I couldn't do this.
Can I walk up the stairs?
Sure. Go, girl. Hallelujah.
I would say, believe, by Jesus' stripes, you're healed. And just believe that Jesus will do it for you. He did it for me. He will do it for you.
God wants you well. Go to Healing School with Gloria Copeland and find out how you can build your faith to get healed and stay well. With over 40 years of teaching on God's healing promises, Gloria Copeland takes you on a journey to discover what the Bible says about living a healthy life. It's God's will for you to be healed, whole, and blessed. As you listen to this powerful audio series, stand on the healing scriptures and see yourself healed and strong. God wants you to live an abundant life of health that blesses you and those around you. You can live in God's best. Immerse yourself in the Word and reinforce your faith to receive your healing and live in divine health. Jesus is your healer. He has already paid the price for your complete healing and restoration. All you need to do is believe and trust Him and release your faith. Settle in your heart that God's Word is true and healing belongs to you. Request your free copy of Healing School, an enlightening study in God's Word taught by Gloria Copeland, designed to help you take hold of your promises for healing and divine health. Available on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems.
select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. John 10:10 says Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. It's a life that the Bible describes as being satisfied to the full until it overflows. God's promise of abundance covers every part of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. When you receive Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord and Savior of your life, he gives you his good plan that includes eternal life, healing, and prosperity. It's as simple as praying this prayer. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Listen, you've been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Righteousness simply means being in right standing with God. Through Christ Jesus, God has given you the victory. And in Christ, you are a child of God through faith. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send some free resources called the Salvation Package. It includes this book, He Did It All For You, and some information to help guide you in reading and studying your Bible. Be sure to request your free copy of the Salvation Package on KCM.org. Now, a good way to build your faith is to come to a KCM meeting. The next one will be in Omaha, Nebraska. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle for 3 days, November 9th through the 11th, at the Omaha Victory Campaign. Spend time completely immersed in God's Word and away from the distractions of life. This is a place where you can focus on the Word and receive answers from God. As Gloria Copeland has said, one word from God can change your life forever. The Omaha Victory Campaign is a free event to attend, so register today at kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free Salvation Package.